The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the great personality of Islam is no doubt Sayyida Tayyiba Tahira Muftiya Mufassira is no doubt Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha the blessed daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala ba'da zambi Abdul Bashar and the beloved of Allah the beloved of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mahbubai mahbub khuda and the blessed wife Ummul Mumineen Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha the blessed wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inshallah today we'll discuss about the attributes the excellences of his blessed life as well and also alhamdulillah contribution for this beautiful religion inshallah sawajal mashallah we have our muballighin with us and also we will start with the blessing of durood e par we'll take your calls messages and different segments also guess the puzzle so we'll start with the blessing of durood e par the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said the person those who love each other for the sake of allah and meet and shake hand and send peace and blessings upon me before they separate from each other. Allah Almighty forgive their past and future sins. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you are meeting each other for the sake of Allah and send peace and blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at this beauty, alhamdulillah. Before you separate from each other, Allah Almighty will forgive your past and future sins. So keep sending durood e pak inshallah azza wa jal. Now it's time for our guess the puzzle.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Starting with the letter M. We'll start with the beautiful kalam. Aayye kalam sunte.
Le raza sab chale Madine ko. Main na jaun are khuda na kare jaano dil ho shokhrad sab to madine pahunche tum nahi chalte raza sara to saman gaya mera dil aur meri jaan madine wale mera dil aur meri jaan madine tujh pe sau jaan se qurban madine wale tujh pe sau jaan se qurban madine wale bhar de mere daata meri jholi bhar de bhar de mere daata meri jholi bhar de ab na rakh be saro saman madine wale ab na rakh be saro سرو سامان مدینے والے پھر تمنا
یہی رکھیں
شان مدینے والے یہی رکھے میری پہچان مدینے والے میرا دل جان مدینے والے تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے
علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Inshallah, we'll start with Bilal bhai. Another amazing personality in Islam and not only the blessed wife of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم but the blessed daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ and many, many nisbat and especially a great personality in Islamic knowledge as well.
Definitely.
Normally people mention about the woman's rights in Islam, what about the woman's character in Islam. If you look the life of Hazrat Aisha رضی اللہ تعالیٰ, best role model for all the women say.
Definitely, Sayyid Sahib. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira, Abida Zahida, Muftiya, Mufassira, Muhaditha.
Subhanallah.
These are not just titles that we are just saying from ourselves, but rather these are the titles that the ulama of the deen have mentioned throughout the ages. That this is that great personality who is Mahbubay Mahbubay Rabbil Alameen.
Subhanallah.
Who is the beloved of the beloved of Allah. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses of the Holy Quran, proclaiming her purity and her chastity. This is the magnitude, this is the status of this great personality. The virtues, the excellences of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha are countless. Like the particles of sand or like the stars in the sky.
Subhanallah.
This is how much virtues and excellences this blessed personality has. She is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah obtained the convenience of tayammum, this ruling of the sharia that is permitted. For us, this was obtained because of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away not only in her blessed home, but also in her blessed midst, meaning on her blessed chest.
Subhanallah.
This is the closeness of the Prophet ﷺ to his blessed wife. The last resting place of the Prophet ﷺ was her blessed Hujra Mubarak, her blessed room as well. Now, at times we see we hear in the final moments of the Prophet ﷺ's life, her connection with the Prophet ﷺ. Now, this is something for her spouses to be aware of. That look at the connection that a spouse can have with one another. Look how beautiful it was. The Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his final moments looking towards her brother who had the Miswak Sharif, she just saw the indication or the gaze of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards her brother. She realized immediately what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted. That was the Miswak Sharif that was within his pocket. And then she asked the Ya Rasulullah, would you like this? And then she softened the blessed miswak. So her blessed saliva and the Prophet ﷺ was mixed in the final moments of the Prophet's life. This is the love. And then one of the greatest statuses, one of the greatest exclusive qualities of this personality, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, no other wife was blessed with this privilege. That upon their blessed bedding, the Prophet ﷺ received wahi, divine revelation. Now this is a khas speciality for Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now my dear viewers of Madani channel as well, as we highlighted, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved her very much. And not only this, but when it came to her knowledge, like Sayyid Sahab was indicating towards, there is a narration in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, he said, acquire 2/3 of your deen through Humaira. Meaning, Humaira was one of the lovely titles that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to his blessed wife, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. This is another point that we can understand as well, that the spouses, their connection, their love, you can give a loving name to your wife. Mm. But today we see maybe the opposite. That the way they call one another, it's not in the prophetic way.
Mazallah.
Funny names, ones are maybe ridiculing one another. And so this should not be the case. But rather, if you have a loving way of addressing your wife, then you should do so following in the prophetic way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, throughout the program, we're going to speak about this great personality. Not only the connection that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with her, but then her need for the ummah, that the ummah actually required Sayyida Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala anha, because there were matters that were pertaining to women. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala anha, the direct student of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she learnt those rulings and she also taught them to the women. But not only the women. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu also mentions that whenever we had a need in a matter of the deen, and we would ask Sayyida Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu anha regarding this, and she would provide us with the answer. This was her level of knowledge and her grasp over the knowledge of Quran, of hadith. So dear viewers, inshallah, stay tuned. We're going to learn more about this great personality, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Ustaz Tariq with us as well. Ustaz sir.
Ji si sir. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha. Acha ye bhi jana hume Amir al-Sunnat ne sikhaya ke jab hum inka naam le to bade respect wale aur is tarah ke alqabat jaise Maulana Bilal Madani sahab ne chand titles zikr kiye. تو بہت سارے ٹائٹلز ہیں مفتیاں بھی ہیں مفسرہ بھی ہیں اور نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان کو موفقہ بھی فرماتے تھے حمیرہ بھی فرماتے تھے اور کبھی کبھار عائش بھی فرماتے تھے حضرت سیدتنا عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ 17th رمضان المبارک کو 57 ہجری یا ایک کال کے مطابق 58 ہجری کو مدینہ طیبہ میں آپ کا وصال ظاہری ہوا اینڈ حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے آپ کی نماز جنازہ پڑھائی اور جنت البقیع میں آپ کو دفن کیا گیا حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے حوالے سے بہت ساری باتیں ہیں لیکن نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی جیسے ان کا ایک ٹائٹل جو ہے نا حبیبۃ المصطفیٰ بھی ہے کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کی بلوڈ اور یہ اتنی یعنی بلوڈ تھی کہ ایک مرتبہ ایک اس طرح کا واقعہ ذکر کیا گیا ہے اور یہ واقعہ صحیح مسلم شریف میں موجود ہے کتاب الاشریبہ میں یہ واقعہ ذکر کیا گیا ہے اور اس کو حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے بیان فرمایا فرماتے ہیں کہ ان جارن لی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم فارسین کان طیب المرق فرماتے ہیں کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ایک پڑوسی تھا اور وہ فارسی تھا اور وہ جو نا بڑا زبردست قسم کا سالن بناتا تھا جو کری جسم کہیں کہ بڑی زبردست کری بناتا تھا فرسنا علی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ثم جاء يدعوه تو اس نے ایک مرتبہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے لیے کھانا بنایا اور وہ کری بنائی اور آیا اور عرض کرنے لگا کہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آپ گھر پر تشریف لائیے تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا وہ حاضی لے عائشہ کہ عائشہ بھی یعنی میں عائشہ کو بھی ساتھ لے لوں
اللہ اکبر
تو اس نے منع کر دیا کہ نہیں تو فقال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بھی منع فرما دیا پھر کیا ہوا فعاد یدعوہ پھر وہ واپس گیا اور پھر دوبارہ واپس پلٹا پھر عرض کرنے لگا کہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گھر پہ تشریف لائیے تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا وہ حاضی لی عائشہ تو پھر اس نے منع کر دیا پھر وہ تھرڈ ٹائم اسی طرح سے ہوا اور پھر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے سیم سینٹنس فرمایا کہ وہ حاضی لی عائشہ تو پھر تھرڈ ٹائم اس نے کہا کہ قال نعم اس نے کہا ہاں پھر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہا کو اپنے ساتھ لیا اور اس کے گھر پر تشریف لے کے گئے تو یہاں پر بتانے کا مقصد یہ کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ رہنے والی بہت زیادہ صحبت حاصل کرنے والی اور ایسی شخصیت ہیں کہ جن کے متعلق یہ کہا جاتا ہے کہ حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا کے بارے میں جو ہے پہلے ہی حضرت جبریل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے بیان فرما دیا تھا یہ بلکہ الفاظ ہیں کہ روایت میں ذکر کیا گیا ان ہذہ زوجتک فی الدنیا والآخرہ کہ حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ آپ کی دنیا میں بھی زوجہ ہیں اور آخرت میں بھی زوجہ ہیں تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی محبوبہ ہیں اور ان کا ایک لقب صدیقہ بھی ہے اور اسی طرح سے نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا خاص ان کو جو نا فیض حاصل تھا یہی وجہ ہے کہ بہت بڑی عالمہ بلکہ نہ صرف عالمہ بلکہ مفتیہ بھی تھی ان کے متعلق آتا ہے حضرت ابو موسیٰ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے روایت مروی ہے قال ما أشكل علينا أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث قط فسألنا عائشة إلا وجدنا عندها منه علما. فرماتے ہیں حضرت ابو موسیٰ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ بیان کرتے ہیں کہ ہم نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس جب کبھی کوئی حدیث مشکل ہو جاتی تو ہم حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے اس کے بارے میں پوچھتے تو ان کے ہاں اس حدیث کا صحیح علم پا لیتے. تو اس حدیث کو جو ہے امام ترمذی نے بھی ذکر کیا ہے اور یہ روایت اسی طرح سے دیگر کتابوں میں بھی. تو معلوم یہ ہوا کہ حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ وسیع علم رکھنے والی تھی اور بہت بڑی عالمہ بلکہ مفتیہ بھی تھی, اور انشاءاللہ تعالی مزید ان کے حوالے سے مناقب سنیں گے.
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ.
Today we are speaking about سیدنا عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ عنہ. Now amongst her titles that she has been given, one of them is صدیقہ, and she's also known as صدیقہ بنت صدیق. Now you can see from this that she is the daughter of the great companion, the first caliph of Islam, سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ عنہ. Now straight away you can see something that she has this great title of Siddiqa, and this comes from her father Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. So it's very important, the fathers at home, we see how we are acting, what the fathers are doing, what the mothers are doing at home as well around our children. Now a lot of us don't realize this, but when the children is growing up from a very, very young age, now 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, we neglect this age. They're just playing with their toys. But we don't realize that at home, that same mother and father, they're watching dramas, okay? They're watching Na Mahram, they're watching dirty things, or they're watching stuff that they shouldn't watch. At the same time, how the father is speaking to the mother, how the mother is speaking to the father, because that daughter and the son will grow up and do the same thing. If the son grows up and sees his father speaking to the mother in a certain way, will that child not then grow up and do the exact same thing? And the same goes for the mother. The mother, when she calls the father, oh, hello, Idrana, Isna, they say these kind of things, or using like wrong titles, like our beloved Ustaz was mentioning, using the wrong title, then the daughter is going to do the same thing.
Yes.
The way that she speaks to her father, it will be that same effect. So again, we need to look at the household, and it's very important that we do this. And other things were mentioned as well by our Ustaz, so I just want to touch upon it, and how the great companions at that time, especially the male companions at that time, we see that they narrated that they would go to Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha to ask regarding a hadith, to ask regarding a masala.
SubhanAllah.
Now, unfortunately, nowadays we see people across the globe, unfortunately, here in the UK, wherever it may be, people put this, you could say, tuhma, this blame on Islam, that Islam prevents women from taking education, that Islam holds a woman from progressing within her life. If this was the case, then how come 1400 years ago, that the male companions, they would go to someone who was younger than her, someone who was a female, they would go to her doorstep and ask her questions regarding hadith, ask her questions regarding tafsir of the Quran. If this was the case, that Islam was preventing women, then how come 1400 years ago, the great companions who had great knowledge, but to increase their knowledge, they went to Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who herself was a great alima, muftiya, as we have learnt from our great ustads.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Definitely, your parents, they have a highly impact on the children's life as well. If you have a good parvarish in the house, definitely, جو بچے ہوں گے ان کو بڑی افیکٹ پڑے گا. Look at what the status and maqam the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم have given to حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. And once the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said to فاطمہ زہرا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ, the beloved daughter of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, normally you know daughter جو ہوتی ہیں وہ باپ کے زیادہ قریب ہوتی ہیں. Look at the love of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم with حضرت عائشہ طیبہ طاہرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. He said, oh Fatima, will you not love the one whom I love?
Allah.
And Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, why not? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, what the reply of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, love Aisha. Like, kaise zabardast baat hogi na? Aap soche to sahi. Ek beti se farma rahe hain mere aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apni beti se ki kis se mohabbat karam? Tum bhi usse mohabbat karo. Jab gharo ke andar ye kirdar hoga, to aap kya samajhte hain? گھروں میں سکون نہیں ہوگا. That's the problem in our society. ہسبینڈ بچوں کو وائف کے خلاف بتاتا ہے, وائف بچوں کو ہسبینڈ کے خلاف بتاتی ہے, تو گھر میں پیار اور محبت کہاں سے آئے گا؟ اچھا, حضرت فاطمہ زہرا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, بلوڈ ڈاٹر آف خدیجۃ الکبریٰ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ, دا فسٹ ام المومنین, دا فسٹ جو ہے وہ نبی پاک کی وائف, اور حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے ان کے بارے میں بتا رہے ہیں کہ کس طریقے سے پیار بتایا جا رہا ہے ایک دوسرے کا. ایک اور جگہ پہ اسی طرح ہے, the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم addressed his beloved daughter Fatima and said, I swear by the Lord of Kaaba, your father loves Aisha immensely. یعنی یہ شو کر رہا ہے کہ کس طرح گھر میں محبت آ سکتی ہے. show your love as well in front of your children. Okay, yes, aapki walda respectable hai, aapki walda is tarah hai, aapki walda se. Ye wo cheeze hai jo bachcho ke andar bhi mohabbat dalengi. Aaj bachcho ke andar bahut khichao hai. Is khichao ki wajah ye hai ke husband and wife ke andar khichao hai. When you remove these things, show love, show unity, show passion for each other in front of your children, then you will see in your house. Aapke bachche bhi isi tarike se aage usko lekar jayenge. Just the way they mention is about the copy paste. They look at you and they implement. So if you argue in your house, then definitely in their house they will start argue as well. So agar aap apne ghar ke andar sukoon rakhenge, aapke aane wale jo nasal hogi aur jo aapke bacche jis ghar mein jayenge uske andar bhi sukoon hoga. To ye tarbiyat maa baap se li jati hai.
Farmaya ke jaise Hazrat Fatima رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ko farmaya ke tum inse mohabbat karo, to isi tarah se ab Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki aur bhi azwaj thi, lekin Hazrat Aisha رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ka Hazrat Fatima ke sath bhi aur isi tarah se deegar azwaj ke sath bhi aisa andaaz tha. یہ کہ جیسے اس کو جو حضرت عطا نے اس کو روایت کیا ہے, فرماتے ہیں کہ بعث معاویہ تو الی عائشہ بتوق من ذهب فيه جوہر, کہ حضرت معاویہ نے حضرت عائشہ کی طرف ایک ہار بھیجا جو کہ سونے کا ہار تھا, فيه جوہر, اس کے اندر ایک پرل تھا, اس کے اندر جوہر لگے ہوئے تھے, جواہرات لگے تھے, اور فرمایا کہ قویما بھی مئات الف, اور اس کی جو قیمت ہے وہ بتائی جاتی ہے تقریباً 100,000 درہم, اتنا قیمتی تھا اس وقت بھی. تو حضرت عائشہ نے وہ بھی اپنے پاس نہیں رکھا بلکہ اس ہار کو تقسیم کر دیا دیگر ازواج نبی میں. تو یہ دیکھیں, یہ بھی جو ہے ایک انداز ہے محبت کا کہ دیگر جو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ازواج تھیں ان کے ساتھ بھی جو ہے اس طرح کا انداز رکھا.
She was not only unique in piety, not only unique in worship, not only unique in spiritual exercise, not only unique in generosity, but in the also Islamic knowledge as well. Kamal ki jo hai wo unko ubur aur jo hai na wo kehte hai na malika hasil thi. Subhanallah.
Definitely the guidance of their blessed father as well, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. One thing I wanted to actually mention here was that Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, just touching on the aspect of generosity, because today we live in a time where every other personality or every other person in society is really focused on themselves, and my house needs to be settled, and to be honest, the concept of generosity is slowly dwindling in our society. But with regarding Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, a very unique case. Now, we might give, let's say, depending on upon our istita'at and our ability, we'll probably give £10 in the way of Allah, £20, £50, £100, £500, very rarely 1,000 to 5,000. And for those who can, mashallah. But if we look at it generally, this amount seems big to us. Now, I want you to listen carefully regarding this incident, regarding Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. It's reported by Sayyida Umme Durrah radiallahu ta'ala anha that she mentions, I was once with Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she was bestowed, she received 100,000 dirhams. 100,000 silver coins. Now, that is a huge amount. When she received this amount, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha immediately began to distribute this to the poor. She continued all day until there was not even a single dirham left. She gave everything that she received back into the way of Allah Almighty to the less fortunate. And that day in particular, she was fasting as well. Meaning Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa was also fasting. And then she was asked by Umme Durra radiallahu anha that, why you've distributed all the wealth, all the dirhams, and you've not even kept a single amount for yourself that you can buy some meat and open your fast with. And Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, look at her passion to help the less fortunate. She said, if you had told me this before, then I would have kept one dirham to buy meat for iftar.
Allah.
Now this is the concept, and this is what it means to be generous in Islam. You know, these are the pioneers of Islam. These are those personalities that we look up to and we learn the essence of Islam from. And this is what we also need to bring within our lives. Like we were taught when we were young, alhamdulillah, in a religious environment, our parents, our family would give sadaqat through us when we were young, like teaching our children. So through their hand, put the money into the box or give it into this in this manner. This is a very beautiful way. And we need to encourage this, especially with the new generation. And Sayyidina, when we talk about youngsters with toys, it's very strange because you'll find a child, if one of his toys gets taken by, for example, a younger cousin that comes, he begins to get upset. Now, there's many reasons for this, but if from the get-go, our parents and our elders began to teach the child that it's okay for other people to share, it's okay to share your toys, A very basic point I'm saying. Then the child would not have necessarily had that reaction. Maybe at a first opportunity, he would have. But then slowly, he wouldn't become so attached to his toys. So that the aspect of benefiting others, bringing them benefit, this is a huge aspect in Islam. Very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. That the best of mankind are those who bring benefit to others. No doubt, we want to become the best in the sight of Allah Almighty. We want to be best in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one beautiful way is being generous. Because being generous, you know, it really comes from a generous heart. People think, I need to have a certain amount of money. That's when I'm going to give in the way of Allah. That's when, you don't worry, you know, people will see then. That's not the case. Being generous is even if you have a few pounds, a few hundred pounds, and you give some of that in the way of Allah. Now, this is what we need to look towards, inshallah, because there are always people who are less fortunate than us. So this is one aspect in the blessed life. Otherwise, there's going to be so much we can speak about. But just this aspect of generosity, if our brothers, our sisters, everybody, inshallah, can hold on to the aspect of generosity, inshallah, this will bring a better impact on our society.
You know, even on that time when she distributed all the coins I had, all the money she had, she distributing everything, not keeping anything for herself. This is a lesson for everyone. For us, it's anything there open. Let me keep something for myself. The best one we'll keep for ourselves, and the one which is no good for us or rubbish, we'll give it in the charity. Allah. But this was the life of our pious predecessor. They always give priority to others. Their needs. This is what the Islam, the beauty of Islam, helping others. Islam is a religion of sympathy and helping each other. Sure. And this is what when you sacrifice your own thing for the sake of Allah Almighty and for the sake of other people need, then you will see the blessings. Yani apne kapdon pe patches lage hue lekin jo kuch hai wo Allah ke raste mein dere se badhke kya misal milegi? Fir dekhe na fir naam bhi maqam bhi kya milta hai? To agar aap bhi chahte hain ke apni zindagi ke andar koi barkat ho, aap chahte hain ki koi kamyabi mile, then follow the footsteps like that. Generosity, yes, many people they do generosity, but they are the tower of generosity. Ye tower hai generosity ke, ye pata chalta hai ki generosity kisko kehte hai. And he is among companion Alim Ridwan, jinse most ahadith narrated. So, yani jo bar bar women education ki baat karte hain, auraton ke Islam ke maqam ki baat karte hain, look at the life, not now talking, from last 1400 years. Ye silsila chala aa raha hai, sahabiyat ka, jo nek hain, hamari jo maaye behne, yani unka ek silsila chala aa raha, padhe to sahi, Islam ne kya maqam diya, kya respect diye, kya izzat diye, kya honor and kya dignity, not before Islam, uske baad to koi mil hi nahi sakti na. The way Islam has given the rights and honor and dignity to the woman, no one else has given. And look at this. Approximately 2,210 approximately ahadith has been narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. So, isse pata chalta hai ki kya maqam Islam ne auraton ko diya. Aur abhi ki baat nahi, last 1400 years se. So, these are the lessons we can learn from the life of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala.
You know, regarding the females and how, you know, when they go out in this world and they seek knowledge and they attain piety and the level of respect that they are given. Now, I would like, especially the female viewers, to just ponder upon this, that we are talking about great personalities, great female personalities within the Islamic religion. But generally speaking, amongst the Muslims, or generally within the world, how many females who you could say are outside of the folds of Islam, or those female Muslims who maybe didn't attain such piety, who didn't, you know, follow the rulings and the ahkam of Allah Almighty, how many of them are actually remembered? However big of a maqam and status they may have achieved within this world, a worldly status, how many of them are remembered today? We're talking almost 1400 years ago. Mm-hmm. And our beloved ustads, they are mentioning narrations and a hadith regarding them. You can see how knowledge and information regarding them is preserved for 1400 years. Why? This is because of the level of piety and level of, you know, taqwa that they had at that time, due to which Allah Almighty has put love for them within our hearts. And that's why still to this day, we are remembering these great personalities. One thing I wanted to mention regarding the taqwa of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu anha. Now, this was the time at the day of Arafah, and she radiallahu anha, she was keeping a fast as well. She was fasting on this day, and it was extremely hot weather. Now, those who have been in Arabia, those who have been in Pakistan, they know what it means by extremely hot weather. Okay, those who know, they understand. Now, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu, he humbly said to her that, please break the song. It was very hot and water was being sprinkled over her as well due to the extreme hot weather. Now, her reply was, Why will I break the psalm when I've heard the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the psalm of the day of Arafah is expiation for the previous year's sins? This was the level of taqwa, that one saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not let them deviate.
It's not even fard. It's not even the first wuza, but yes. Alhamdulillah.
Now here, unfortunately, as I mentioned,
missing the
this was nafal fasting.
Allah. Inshallah, before we move on to package, one madani pearl from Ustaz Tariq.
Yes, yes. Jahan maine arz kiya ke jab sahaba ikram alim ridwan ko kisi hadith mein mushkil aa jati thi to Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha se madad hasil karte the, to inke ilm ke bare mein main mazid kuch arz karna chahunga. She was so much knowledgeable that Hazrat Ata said that kanat Aisha tu afqah an-nas wa a'lam an-nas wa ahsan an-nasi ra'yan fil 'amma, ke Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha लोगों में सबसे ज्यादा फकाहत रखने वाली थी, सबसे ज्यादा इल्म वाली थी और आम मामलात में सबसे ज्यादा अच्छी राय रखने वाली थी. और बल्कि हजरत उरवा ने तो ये फरमाया कि मा रायतु अहदन आलम बिशर वला फरीदा वला आलम बिफिक मिन आयशा, मैंने किसी को देखा ही नहीं कि जो हजरत आयशा से ज्यादा शेर का इल्म रखता हो, इल्म फराइद का इल्म रखता हो और फिक्र का इल्म रखता हो. और इसी तरह से एक और बात फरमाया कि बल्कि हजरत उरवा ने यह भी फरमाया कि आलम बिल कुरान, हजरत आयशा कुरान का भी बहुत ज्यादा इल्म रखती थी, बहुत ज्यादा नॉलेज रखती थी. और इसी तरह से हजरत जोहरी ने तो कमाल कर दिया, फरमाते हैं, इसको इमाम तबरानी ने जिक्र फरमाया, फरमाते नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम, इफ द नॉलेज ऑफ ऑल द वुमेन्स ऑफ दिस उम्मा, अगर उसको उनको जमा कर दिया जाए, उनको गैदर कर दिया जाए, तो फरमाया कि कान इल्मु आयशा था, तो हजरत आयशा सिद्दीका रदी अल्लाह तआला अन्हा का इल्म इन तमाम इल्म से बढ़कर था.
सुभान अल्लाह, क्या बात.
तो ये इनका इल्म,
आइए पैकेज लेते हैं इंशाल्लाह.
इट्स दावत-ए-इस्लामी.
FGRF फैजान ग्लोबल रिलीफ फाउंडेशन. ऑल्दो दावत-ए-इस्लामी हैज बीन सर्विंग द डिस्ट्रेस्ड मुस्लिम्स फॉर मेनी इयर्स, बट आफ्टर द अराइवल ऑफ FGRF इट हैज अचीव्ड रिमार्केबल सक्सेस. सुभानअल्लाह, रिमेंबर दैट व्हेन कोविड अराइव्ड फ्रॉम दैट वेरी टाइम, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, FGRF स्टार्टेड. इट इज नॉट एन ओल्ड डिपार्टमेंट. विद इन 5 इयर्स व्हाट FGRF हैज अकॉम्प्लिश्ड इज बीइंग रिकॉग्नाइज्ड वर्ल्ड वाइड. प्रेस्टिजियस इंस्टीट्यूशंस आर गिविंग अवार्ड्स, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह. नेशनल एंड इंटरनेशनल ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस आर रिकॉग्नाइजिंग इट, एंड द रीजन फॉर दिस इज दैट दावत-ए-इस्लामी'स फुटप्रिंट इज क्वाइट रिमार्केबल. दावत-ए-इस्लामी has a large number of followers all over the world. So reacting and carrying out welfare work becomes very quick and very easy for us. Let us talk about some major welfare activities. Dawat-e-Islami has a department under FGRF called Disaster Management, which operates under it. Whenever a calamity or hardship strikes anywhere in the world, Alhamdulillah, after consultation and Shari guidance, we try to help the distressed Muslims there. Let us start with the time when COVID arrived. Cash distribution was done among approximately 10 million devotees of the Holy Prophet, or ration supplies or cooked food was delivered. During this period, another disaster began, which was the shortage of blood for children suffering from thalassemia. This work started from that time, and approximately 80,000 blood bags have been delivered to these patients till now. Moving forward after this, there was the issue of rainfall in Karachi. A severe flood occurred in Pakistan. Whether it was Sindh, Balochistan or Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, assistance was provided to these Muslims. Thousands of houses were built and handed over seeds and fertilizers were given for millions of acres of land, and dewatering work was done on a large scale to remove water from vast areas. Billions of rupees were donated for flood relief. Millions of rupees in cash were also distributed to help these distressed Muslims. During that particular time, while helping in this calamity, a devastating earthquake struck Turkey and Syria. And Alhamdulillah, your Dawat-e-Islami's FGRF department did wonders. Billions of rupees in aid were provided for the Muslims of Turkey and Syria. Then moving forward, there is the issue of suffering in Palestine and Gaza.
All Muslims at this moment should pay attention to the fact that our Muslim brothers are waiting for our help. Open the mouths of your treasures and help the oppressed Muslims of Palestine.
Which Muslim's heart is not in pain? FGRF is present there as well, and we also have many great plans ahead for helping the Muslims of Gaza. On 21st January, Dawat-e-Islami's FGRF department sent 2 large containers for Palestine for the Muslims of Gaza. Today, we also had some meetings at other embassies. We have also met with the Pakistani ambassadors, and inshallah, we are planning to carry out some concrete work, including rehabilitation efforts and building their homes. So the work is about to begin. Then inshallah, Allah, we will carry out work on a large scale.
Pareshaniyan ko ghere hue hain,
ye aqa ki dukhiyari ummat hai ya rab pareshaniyan inko ghere hue hain ho khidmat mein ki basar teri khatir ho khidmat mein ki basar teri khatir riza wali bas ek wo sham mujhe se le le riza wali bas ek wo sham mujhe se le le
By Allah Almighty's mercy, during this period, we also planned something else. As treatment is becoming very expensive, especially in our homeland, Pakistan. So, Alhamdulillah, a Madani health care unit was established. After that, Madani clinics were set up in various areas of Karachi. And then a mobile van was also created, which is providing free treatment to Muslims in remote areas. During this time, it was also realized that there is a great need for rehabilitation for those distressed Muslims who have disabled children. There are very few institutions for this in Pakistan. So, Alhamdulillah, two branches were established in Karachi, followed by one in Lahore and one in Faisalabad. Thousands of such children are receiving treatment and rehabilitation through FGRF. And yes, there are many who have experienced a remarkable change in their lives. Would you like to see this joyful scene? Let us show you some scenes. See, when the children came to us, what was their condition? And today, after rehabilitation and proper therapy, they are able to walk. Yes, they have started speaking. When Sadia first came to us, what was her condition and what is her condition now?
Tu razi ho jaise wo kaam mujhe se le le.
How much joy must be in her parents' eyes? How much happiness must have entered their hearts? And this is the work of FGRF to bring joy into the hearts of distressed Muslims.
Pasand hai wo kaam mujhe se le le. Tujhe jo pasand hai wo kaam mujhe se le le. Ye aqa ki dukhiyari ummat hai ya rab pareshaniyan inko ghere hue hain
Alhamdulillah under FGRF another remarkable initiative was taken and that is working on the environment the climate changes are before you climate disorder is in front of you the climate is changing rapidly worldwide and because of this change a dire situation is being faced and researchers point out that one of the major causes is the cutting down of forests and the reduction in trees Alhamdulillah this need was recognized and by Allah Almighty's mercy FGRF raised the slogan plant a sapling grow a tree
then again plant a tree let's plant a tree plant a tree let's plant a tree
Nearly 3 million saplings have been planted and among them there are hundreds of thousands that are now entering the stage of becoming trees. So inshallah we will continue this work. Your help is also needed. Why don't all of us devotees of the Holy Prophet make an intention to plant at least one sapling each? And by nurturing this plant into a tree, not only will our country but the entire world will become green and flourishing inshallah.
They give us oxygen, they give us air, we give them love, we give them care. Plant a tree, let's plant a tree. Plant a tree, let's
plant a sapling, grow a tree. Dear viewers, another great initiative. So people often say, it is better to teach someone how to fish than to feed them fish. While there are many departments of Dawat Islami that Alhamdulillah help provide employment opportunities for our Islamic brothers after they receive training, be it Madrasatul Madina, Jamiatul Madina or Darul Madina. But alongside this, a special department has been created called SEP, Skill Enhancement Program. What is this? In this program, Alhamdulillah, various international languages are taught. Arabic is taught, English is taught, and now even Turkish and Chinese languages are also being taught. Furthermore, for those people of the world who do not know, Urdu efforts are also being made to teach them Urdu. And along with this, there are advanced computer courses. Whether it is artificial intelligence, soft skills, computer designing, or website creation, there are numerous skills and many courses that are taught with international certifications. Alhamdulillah, these courses are provided to our Islamic brothers, who are students becoming scholars or other devotees of the Prophet, so that job opportunities open up for them in other institutions as well. And not only would they earn a halal livelihood by working there, but they would also be able to present the invitation towards righteousness by going there.
طه خير الخلق بأحلاها صلى
FGRF also has many future plans. Alhamdulillah, we are constructing a magnificent Madani home in Karachi for the care of orphans, which is almost in the final stages of completion. This Madani home is being built with a cost of millions of rupees. Then another branch will soon be opened in Faisalabad. And in this Madani home, orphaned and parentless children will be taken care of. They will receive state-of-the-art religious and academic education. And inshallah, they will be turned into the best individuals in society as well as religious scholars. And subhanallah, remember that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about those who take care of orphans, whose gist is, in paradise, he and I will be together like this. The Holy Prophet will take him along to paradise. So if you also wish to take care of orphans, serve parentless children and contribute to this virtuous cause, please contact the FGRF department of your Dawat Islami.
Faizan Global Relief Foundation, FGRF. Faizan Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity. We serve humanity by the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
The Madani aim of Dawat-e-Islami is that I must strive to reform myself and people of the entire world. Long live Dawat-e-Islami.
Amazing department of Dawat-e-Islami. It's no doubt. You are watching this and then you know how beautifully your Dawat-e-Islami is helping not only one country, two countries, all around the world. Alhamdulillah. Bilal bhai, kya farmais department?
Sayyid Sahab, without any shadow of a doubt, you are more worthy of speaking on this topic. But because you have directed us, inshallah, Zajal, what can we say about Dawat-e-Islami? Subhanallah, when you talk about how can a society be reformed, then everyone always goes towards Islamic knowledge, most definitely. And they're right. You know, rectifying society, communities, teaching them the deen. Because without knowledge, without knowing, you will never be able to reform yourself. But alongside that, as such aid, which is, you know, people would never even imagine that one organization is doing such welfare service, humanitarian aid, and helping the less fortunate. Now, how much of a blessing we have that Dawat-e-Islami is, you know, around with us today. Because as we just heard from our Honorable Rukn Shura, how much service Dawat-e-Islami is doing in 2023, even before this, 2024, 2023, go down the years, how FGRF was, alhamdulillah, supporting and helping the Muslims as far as not only just within Pakistan or just within the UK, no, all across the globe. And especially where there was a need. This is the unique quality of Dawat-e-Islami. It always targets and helps the need. Why is the need of that particular country or those brothers and sisters, that environment in that area? And this is how beautiful Dawat-e-Islami is. I mean, whatever I can say will always be less. There's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where the Prophet mentioned that the religion is sincerity. It is well-wishing for other people. Now, in the hadith, it goes into detail. How is the religion of Allah a good advice, or is it has sincerity within it, welfare, through all of these aspects regarding sincerity to Allah Almighty, to the Prophet, the Messenger, to the books, to the leaders of the Muslims, and to the general Muslims. I'm not going to go into detail because this one hadith can require a full episode, a full discussion. But just on the last words and the general Muslims, that it is a duty upon each Muslim to look after their fellow Muslims. If you know your neighbor is in a difficult situation, then to help him and support him through that difficult time. But Dawat-e-Islami goes above and beyond when it comes to helping people. And this is a humble request. The only thing I'm going to say is that the works of Dawat-e-Islami are very clear. It's like an open book. Now, if you want to introduce Dawat-e-Islami to someone, show them the works of Dawat-e-Islami, and especially FGRF, which has taken, you know, the works of Dawat-e-Islami by storm. You can see how widely accepted Dawat-e-Islami has become, whether we look at it from a religious perspective or from a non-religious perspective. Everybody is aware of the impact of Dawat-e-Islami, and because of this one department, remember, this is one department of Dawat-e-Islami. Just one FGRF. So what my request is for all the viewers of Madani channel is get affiliated with Dawat-e-Islami. Be a part of Dawat-e-Islami. You know, your social media accounts and your personal accounts, use this as an opportunity to spread the positivity that Dawat-e-Islami is doing. The messages, you know, the videos, and all of the time when Dawat-e-Islami is collecting donations, especially for these departments, and just generally towards Dawat-e-Islami. Be a supporting hand towards Dawat-e-Islami. You know, when we say in Dawat-e-Islami, we say support Dawat-e-Islami with your time, with your efforts, with your finance as well. And in today's time, we can add a second thing with your social media. that if you have an awareness, if you have a following, use that following for something good and spread Dawat Islami and especially FGRF. Inshallah, your message, you don't know, but you inviting someone or showing them the works of Dawat Islami, especially in FGRF, that could bring a person closer towards Islam. Masha. That this is what's happening for, this is what's happening with just one Muslim organization. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to remember this, to act upon this as well, inshallah.
Just like to touch upon something that, you know, after looking at the package, you kind of left gobsmacked. You see that Rukun Shura is mentioning one amazing thing, and then they move on to the other aspect, you're like, whoa, you take a step back. And then you look and focus on that, and you take another step back. MashaAllah, the amazing things that they kept mentioning and mentioning, you go from one aspect to another aspect that FGRF is covering, you think there's nothing else that they can do. Mm. You think FGRF and the Department of Dawat Islami cannot take another big step. But alhamdulillah, you see again and again that a new worry for the Ummah comes, that the FGRF and Dawat Islami is there to solve this. But one thing I would like the attention to be slightly turned towards is who started this.
SubhanAllah.
That this great work that we have seen at FGRF of Dawat Islami, it is truly the leadership of one individual, which is the great individual, Amir al-Sunud, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, that they started this Dawat Islami, that they began this mission, that to reform the Ummah and to bring welfare for the Ummah as well. You can see through FGRF and the great works that Rukun Shura have mentioned, that how global this support is as well. Now you see, of course, there are many other organizations out there as well that, you know, proceed to do welfare, take donations and proceed to do welfare. But the effects that we see within FGRF, the Department of Dawat Islam, is amazing. You know how long it takes to call someone? You click on the name and about 5-6 seconds that person picks up. That's how long it takes Dawat Islam to get help in the other country when help is needed. Not sending someone from Pakistan or sending someone from UK to Turkey or to Syria, wherever it needs to be, to send someone there. Like Rukun Shura mentioned, take one call, split second, 5-6 seconds, and Dawat Islami.
We on the ground already. Alhamdulillah, we already on the ground on all these countries. Because why? Because we're the part of Dawat Islami. FGRF is a part of Dawat Islami, is a department of Dawat Islami. And the way, mashallah, Qasim bhai explained it, definitely all the faizan, all the blessing is, so one person is Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliya, who always guided us, always advise them, wherever you are, just look what the need of the people over there, what the Ummah need now. If you look in the Gaza side from the last 16-17 months, it's amazing work of FGR. Whatever the capacity and capability and the opportunities we are getting, and we are trying to fulfill that need. I'll give you a small figure, maybe you'll be shocked as well. So far now, we have distributed approximately 1.9 million liters of water in Gaza. So it's going to be 4.9 million liters of water in Gaza just from the FGRF Welfare Department of Dawat Islami. Another one, we have already distributed 195,000 hot meals over there. Every day, 5,000 hot meals will be distributed for lover of the Prophet in Gaza, alhamdulillah. Wow. Another 100,000 kilo of flour already been supplied over there. Tents, shelter, over 400 families already been supplied there. Infant milk and diapers, over 5,000 children have been supplied in Gaza, alhamdulillah. Distributed in Gaza, approximately 60,000 fresh bread over there. 5,000 hygiene kits as well in Palestine. 1,500 blankets and approximately 1,000 mattresses and 20,000 people winter clothes already supplied in Gaza, alhamdulillah. 8 full containers already went there, alhamdulillah. Recently, you have seen in the clip that 2 containers from the Jordan as well, from Turkey and Egypt. And everything on arrived there, and we have distributed everything over there. In Morocco, when happened, alhamdulillah, brothers went from the UK and other places and distributed approximately 5,000 gas cylinder and 20,000 people Russian over there. In Turkey, you have seen many, many thousands and thousands of people get benefit and help from the FGRF. And also, the families in Gaza, cash assistance, 6,000. Hijab, Inter-Islamic Sister in Gaza, over 1,000 families as well. And another beautiful thing, what we have given in Pakistan, over 7,000 houses have been built and given to those people who lost their houses in the flood as well. Wow. This is what another amazing work of FGRF. 1.9 million kg fertilizer to flood affected farmers as well. Wow. In Pakistan, so they can stand on their own feet as well. Then in the UK, with the FGRF, they're doing the free health checks as well, going in the prisons, helping the prisoners, rehabilitate them as well. And the other departments, in the sub-departments of FGRF, our Rukun Shura already explained. Just the last month, you'll be surprised, you know, first time in the history of Pakistan, the biggest health check has been organized by FGRF inside the prison.
Allah,
because in the outside, you have many options. You can go to this hospital, you go to doctors, but in prison, you don't have option. Yeah. The first time in the media already mentioned that, even in the prisoners and also the officers, they say the first time the biggest health check has been organized by FGRF in the Pakistan as well. So this is whatever the Ummah need, Dawat Islami is trying their best as well. So help us to help them, help us to continue help these people. If you want to donate, then donate generously and wholeheartedly. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we move on to our last session, we have one segment, and definitely we'll move on to that segment. Is Guess the Poetry.
A blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Rabbul Islam is the way of life.
Bilal bhai.
Jagah.
Jagah. Ji.
Jagah.
आज तो माइक इनके पास खड़ा हुआ है, कासिम भाई पढ़ेंगे।
जगह जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है।
जुल्फों, जुल्फे कर लें, जुल्फे कह लें, जुल्फों कह लें, जो आप कह सकते हो।
कालियां जुल्फा वाला
कोई बात ज्यादा नहीं पढ़े,
ये तो बड़ा मशहूर है जी। कालियां जुल्फा वाला
दुखी
दिला दा सहारा, कसम खुदा दी मैनु सब ना लो प्यार।
कालियां जुल्फा वाला दुखी दिला सहारा,
सोचता अपनी बारी आती है तो डब्बा आगे पीछे हो जाता है।
सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या अजब घड़ी जो थी। सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी, क्या अजब घड़ी होगी। नबी पर हम सब की हाजरी होगी, जब दरे नबी पर हम सब की हाजरी होगी।
फूल आरसों में वापस
Nice. Just, boss are na.
Which one?
That's what we want to know. Explore your brain.
Cool. Cool.
फिर आप घर जाओगे ना तो फिर याद आता है ना, यानी watch other people. So it's like this. It's like फूल क्या देखो
मेरी आंखों में,
फिर आप बताएं
फूल क्या देखूं मेरी आंखों में।
दश्ते तैबा के खार फिरते मुसुए लाल अजार फिरते।
दुआ
कहते रहते हैं दुआ के वास्ते बंदे तेरे, कर दे पूरी आरज़ू हर बेकसो मजबूर की।
चले जी यार, मैं तो छजला सुना दिया माशाल्लाह। फकत
फकत इतना
ऐसे ही बिलाल भाई, और भी हैं फकत से।
काबे के दर के सामने मांगी है ये दुआ फकत, हाथों में हश्र तक रहे दामन मुस्तफा फकत।
दो दफा फकत आ गया, चले कोई बात नहीं। सल्लु अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। जी फाइनल मैसेज।
थ्री पर्सनालिटी एंड आई जस्ट वांट टू फोकस ऑन जस्ट अ फ्यू पॉइंट्स फ्रॉम हर ब्लेस्ड लाइफ, यू नो, एज अ समरी। नो डाउट वन ऑफ द मोस्ट फेमस टाइटल्स एंड वन ऑफ द मोस्ट फेमस एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ हर लाइफ वाज दैट शी वाज मोस्ट बिलव्ड टू द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, सय्यदा आयशा Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now this is one thing that we can learn as well, that the spouses, there should be love and affection amongst one another. Now like I mentioned in the beginning as well, that beautiful names which create love and instill love, because this is what we lack in our society at large, in our communities, is the love between the spouses. And obviously I'm saying maybe your home is like this, maybe your home is very good, mashallah. But just generally, we find there are a lot of ikhtilaf, there's a lot of bashing heads, you know, people always arguing. And then this has an effect on the youngsters and the children as well as they are growing up. So definitely the way Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha looked after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, She cared for him, she supported him throughout thick and thin. And then not only that, a message for all the fathers as well, that your child, especially your daughter's tarbiyat, is very important. And Dawat Islami is also blessing us as well here, that we have specific jamiat, Islamic universities, that are dedicated specifically for Islamic sisters.
Mashallah.
Where they can go and study the deen in comfort, in ease as well, where they have Islamic female scholars teaching them the deen as well. The work of the deen from the side of the Islamic sister is nothing short as well. Like the brothers, their work of the deen is always publicized, but the Islamic sisters' work and dedication and behind the scenes, you know, this is maybe not aware. The people in public are probably not aware, but Dawat Islami is also doing immense work in this regard. Inshallah, if you'd like your Islamic sisters, your daughters, to study under Jamiatul Madina for specifically for Islamic sisters, inshallah, this is the one of the blessings that you can learn from the life of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa regarding her immense knowledge.
MashaAllah.
Kafi sari hadith, kafi sari riwayat hain, jo inki fazilat ko bayan karti hain, unme se kafi sari mere samne maujood hain. Lekin bas khulasatan ye zikr karunga ke Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha wo hain ki jin ko Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam ke liye jo Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne zauja ka intikhab farmaya Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Hiya zaujatuhu fil akhirati aidan. وہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی آخرت میں بھی زوجہ ہوں گی اور یہ وہ ہستی ہیں کہ تسلیم جبریل علیہا کہ حضرت جبریل علیہ السلام نے ان پر سلام بھیجا ہے یہ وہ ہستی ہیں کہ کان الوحی ینزل فی بیتہا کہ یہ وہ ہستی ہیں کہ ان کے گھر میں بلکہ جب بستر میں ہوتے تو تب بھی نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم پر وحی نازل ہوتی اور پھر یہ وہ ہستی ہیں کہ ان کی محبت ہر ایک شخص پر لازم ہے اور فرمایا کہ یہ وہ ہستی ہیں کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ان کے بلند مقام کی خود شہادت دی بلکہ فرمایا کہ یہ ایسی ہیں جیسا کہ ان کی فضیلت ایسی ہے جیسا کہ سرید کھانے کی فضیلت بقیہ کھانوں پر اور پھر یہ وہ ہیں کہ جن کو ام المومنین کہا جاتا ہے اور یہ وہ ہستی ہیں کہ یہ مسلمانوں کے لیے بڑی بابرکت ہے. اب دیکھیں نا وہ جو تیمم والی آیت نازل ہوئی اس کا سبب حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ
قیامت تک کے لیے ایزی ہو گیا مسلمان
قیامت تک کے لیے مسلمانوں کے لیے ایزی ہو گیا. اور پھر دیکھیں نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی وفات ان کے گھر میں ہوئی اور پھر ان کے بارے میں فرمایا کہ عائشہ کو ایزا مت دینا اور پھر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے خود ان کی خیر اور بھلائی کی شہادت دی ہے. اور یہاں پر بس آخری بات ایک اور بتانا چاہوں گا, ہم نے پروگرام میں کافی ان کی فضیلتوں کے بارے میں بات بیان کی ہے, ساتھ میں یہ بھی ذکر کرنا چاہوں گا کہ بہت زیادہ تقوی اور پرہیزگاری ان کی جو ہے زندگی گزری ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں عمل کی توفیق دے.
Try to take at least one thing from today, minimum. At least take one thing that you are going to try to adopt, especially the female views at home. Try to pick at least one thing. We've mentioned regarding her generosity. We've mentioned regarding her piety. We've mentioned some of her excellences and also how she had great memory and she would learn Islamic knowledge as well. Ustaz was mentioned regarding the availability online and in physical as well for females to go out there and learn some Islamic knowledge. So what I want the female viewers to do, and especially we've touched upon upbringing as well, etc. Just take one point and make a firm intention that you're going to try and act upon this, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Right answer, please. Time is up. Yes, moderation. Look after yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen, Islam is the way of life, Islam is the way of life.